Hello and welcome to the Rufus Project mini podcast, your fortnightly guide to whatever is grabbing our attention at the time. I'm your host, Trevor Holland, and you will also be hearing from my good friend and co-host, Christian Fletcher. But what do we have in store for you on this mini podcast? Well, after our break at the sellout B-Movies Live, we're back, a little quiet this time around, but still got stuff for you. I took the opportunity to check out YouTube Red, so I'll let you know my thoughts on that. Christian also has lots of upcoming events which he will be letting you know later in the podcast. And of course, there's more information about our next Redeeming Features cast. So yes, it's a bit of a mini podcast this time around, but it'll still be fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. I recently took the opportunity to take the latest subscription service made available in Australia for a test drive. YouTube Red finally launched for us Aussies at the price point of $12 per month. However, it gave you a discount for the first month or a free month trial. So I don't know how that worked exactly, because once your free month was up, the discount was over. Anyway, one of those things. So what does YouTube Red get you? Well, first up, it removes all the ads from YouTube, which I believe would be very appealing in a lot of circumstances. It gives you the ability to save YouTube videos for offline playback. You've got an option to play YouTube videos in the background, so you can actually minimize out of YouTube on a device and just have the audio still playing, which I guess is handy for music. But there's also the YouTube Music app, which works similar to Pandora in that you pick an artist or a song, and it builds a playlist based upon that. Now, as a bonus, it also includes a subscription to Google Play Music, so the music options are quite robust. But how does it work once you're actually in there? Well, obviously, ad-free YouTube is a nice addition. It certainly makes using YouTube a much smoother experience, and being able to save stuff offline for watching later, you know, is handy. If you've got a few things you want to watch and you've got a commute coming up, just play them for download and watch at your leisure. I found there were some issues with removing the content once it was watched. The actual delete function seemed a bit on the buggy side, though I'm sure that will be smoothed out as time progresses. Another aspect I was very interested in being the YouTube Music. Like I said, it does work very similar to Pandora, if you're familiar with that. However, the music itself is still pulled from YouTube videos. So what we have there is a very wide range of quality, uneven volume, really just wasn't that nice of an experience to listen to. It certainly gives you a wider range of music than is traditionally available through the main music streaming platforms. But yeah, the actual quality of the music and the experience was a bit lacking. Obviously, this is made up for quite a bit with that Google Play Music subscription. You know, when I look at the Google Play Music store, I do see a lot there that I can't seem to find on Spotify, and which is why I actually do purchase music from Google Play as well as having my Spotify subscription. I thought, okay, well, with this Google Play Music subscription, that should be available. It's not. Google Play still has the restrictions as to what they're licensed to allow you to stream through the Google Play Music. So it's not everything on the Google Play Music store, unfortunately. If it was, I would so be there. So, is it worthwhile? That's a big question. If you're a big YouTuber and you are sick of the ads, it's certainly tempting. If you don't already subscribe to a streaming music service like Spotify, then you are going to get that bonus from the Google Play Music subscription. However, really just removing the ads from YouTube probably doesn't give you the value you want with regards to actually paying for YouTube Red. And yes, if you already do have the Spotify subscription, you're not really going to step up or get much more out of having that Google Play Music. And of course, YouTube Music needs a lot of work, I think, before it can really stand up as a streaming platform in its own right, which is something that YouTube seems to be doing. It has its own separate app. You know, just it's just not quite there. It's just not polished enough. And I also already subscribe to Pandora as well, so I'm pretty much covered there with my existing subscription options. So in summary, YouTube Red, well, if you're not already subscribing to a music service, and you definitely don't want those ads on YouTube, it's certainly worth a look. I'm pretty sure that free first month trial is still running, so there's no harm in giving it a try. But aside from the YouTube component, at the end of the day, the other features really just don't quite match up to what is already available. So if you've already checked it out, or you intend to, let me know your thoughts. I would love to hear what you think of YouTube Red.
Well, it's Christian Fletcher here, back again to list off some of my upcoming events. Just because we've been having a break with the podcast doesn't mean that the Christian Fletcher events have been taking a holiday. Looking ahead, we have the classic B-Movies Live, Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster, which we recently performed as part of Anywhere Festival, will be going out to Studio 188 at Ipswich for one night only on the 25th of June. Tickets are available through my website and limited tickets will be available at the door. If you miss the first run, don't miss the theatre piece, which was one of the smash sellout hits of the recent festival. Coming up in July, Comedy Commentary Cinema is back, this time with the 1982 trash horror classic Slumber Party Massacre. Hear two live comedians do a hilarious commentary over the movie, and tickets are $10 per person. This is at the Milk Factory in South Brisbane. Tickets are available through stickytickets.com.au. How about a mass Kate Bush Wuthering Heights reenactment? Yes, as many people as we can find will appear at Bedford Park, Spring Hill on the 16th of July in their red dresses to bring to life the Wuthering Heights video. This is part of a global event that is happening all over the world in many different states and countries. This will be followed by a tribute party at New Globe Theatre at 6 p.m. We also have a Michael Jackson video party on Friday the 29th of July. All of the King of Pop's greatest video clips on the big screen for one night only. And looking ahead to August, we have the 11th annual Brisbane Madonna Party. Australia's longest running and biggest Madonna Party is back to celebrate the Queen of Pop's birthday. This is taking place at the Wickham Hotel, Fortitude Valley, upstairs on Saturday the 20th of August, and we're recommending people to pre-book as it works out cheaper than getting them at the door. Tickets will also be available at the door, but like with all the other tickets, visit www.christianfletcher.com to book tickets or for more information about upcoming events. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together. And we would love to hear from you. If you have any requests, suggestions, feedback, comments, whatever, please let us know. You can head to our homepage, rufusproject.com, and leave comments below this very episode. You can email us at therufusproject@gmail.com, or you can find The Rufus Project very easily on Twitter and Facebook. We would love to hear from you. Also, if you happen to be downloading this via iTunes, why not head to the iTunes store and rate and review us? That would be super duper peachy keen. Of course, this mini episode is only part of the Rufus Project experience. We will be back next week with our redeeming features cast. This time we're heading to 1989, and at Christian suggestions, we're checking out the Meryl Streep Roseanne Barr film, She-Devil. Here's a little taste of what we're subjecting ourselves to.
This is Robin Leach, and I'm here at the luxurious home of the super glamorous romance writer, Mary Fisher. She's the woman who has everything. Beauty, fame...
My books reflect my own experience of lovemaking as sacred and beautiful.
And plenty of hired help.
I bet she makes you earn every penny, huh?
But could it be that something is missing from this romantic storybook world?
Oh, the little families, mummies and daddies and dear little children... How lucky they all are.
To see how the other half lives, meet Ruth Patchett, a domestic demon.
Your father loves mushroom soup.
Queen of a suburban paradise.
I want the barf.
The woman is a walking disaster area.
What could these two women possibly have in common?
I guess we'll see if this one is devilish fun. Now, the moral of this week's mini-podcast is, if you're going to bring out something new to compete with something well-established, at least make sure you're as good as, if not slightly better, than what's already there. Okay, YouTube, pick up your game. See you next time.